Well, welcome again to our Word in Life session. This is the 9th of 10, and our guest today is Ernie Tuminga. Before I read his introduction, I want to mention that we are also grateful to the White Group for having given us the snacks that we'll be eating today at our break, and to the White Smoke for having given us the new Pope. Now, you know, this was originally scheduled for black, but we flipped it because we knew the synchronicity had to be. It just had to be. That's right. It's my pleasure to welcome and introduce as a first-time presenter at Word in Life, Ernie Tuminga. He has been attending this group for some months now, as many of you know. One of Ernie's business cards reads, quote, consulting multitasker, unquote. He has enjoyed careers in computer programming, technical management, part-time teaching at the university level in computer science, and in world religions. And he's had a long-time avocation, as I have had, as a musician and singer. Ann and I have sung with Ernie and his wife Allison, she's over there, for a couple of years in the Santa Barbara Master Chorale. But Ernie's lifelong central passions have been the spiritual life and the challenges of dialogue across boundaries. On that note of spiritual life, I might mention that Ernie and we are participating in a kind of a long-term look at something called process theology, which is another dimension of this whole spiritual life. Ernie was raised Roman Catholic. We can't hold that against him. He metamorphosed into a Buddhist layperson during the 1960s, and I know several people who did the same thing. And for the last 25 years, he's been a member of the Goleta Presbyterian Church, where he currently is an elder. He received training in spiritual direction through Still Point, the Center for Christian Spirituality, and he has been a practicing spiritual director for 15 years. Today, he's a member of Still Point's teaching faculty and board of directors. Ernie has been a student of the works of Teilhard de Chardin, and I'll pronounce that again because I actually passed my French back, so I think I know how to pronounce French. But that word, Teilhard de Chardin, is not Teilhard de Chardin. Okay, it's Teilhard de Chardin. Anyway, that was that's one of his interests for the last 40 years. In the 1970s, he was a board member of the Phenomenon of Man Project, a nonprofit corporation devoted to making Teilhard's vision accessible to as wide an audience as possible. For that organization, Ernie lectured on Teilhard's thought and conducted weekend retreats to explore the vision more deeply. Ernie has earned a PhD in cross-cultural religious studies at UCSB, where his mentor and teacher for 5 years was Raymond Panikkar. Under Panikkar's supervision, Ernie's doctoral dissertation was an analysis of key dimensions of Teilhard's thought. Ernie and his wife Allison have kept their commitment to the human future alive through their love of their, count them, 11 grandchildren. So, with that, I'd like to invite Ernie up, and I'd like to try something new in the way of a blessing, because I just remember what, you know, I remember what our new Pope Francis did. Before he did anything else, he said, I want you to bless me in silence. So let's give Ernie a silent blessing.